something great, the whites, into a little interim bowl.
Into the Soup, the most fun you'll have in your kitchen with your clothes on. It's about jumping in, getting your hands dirty, and getting off of the recipe page. We take a bite out of life and we live in the now. Blazing trails, meeting characters, sharing stories, and making things happen. So open your ears and close your mouth, and let's get Into the Soup with Heidi Lee.
Hey there, boys and girls. This is Heidi Lee, and you are Into the Soup right here on KWSS 93.9. My rockin' radio redhead is at my side, Emily King.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Is this cool or what?
This is fantastic. We're in like a little saloon.
It's bootleggers.
Yeah.
It's bootleggers, and we're in their private dining room.
Yep. I mean, I noticed that by the lack of patrons.
But they got plenty out front. Doesn't this, like, I mean, it totally takes me back to, like, the Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this is a speakeasy. You're in a speakeasy, so there shouldn't be a lot of people in here.
Well, I kind of see it as, like, a poker place.
Yeah, you could do poker here. I wouldn't complain, and I wouldn't turn you in.
You wouldn't?
No,
well, you don't necessarily have to gamble.
What's the point?
What?
I said, no, of course you don't.
Okay.
No gambling that I know of.
I got to take off these headphones because I got this buzz going on and it's driving me crazy.
I thought that was from the cocktail.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
What am I drinking? Oh, this is Rick Phillips.
Hi, everyone.
And Affordable Food Festivals.
Sure.
What is it?
Affordable Food Festivals.
You were with me at Devoured.
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah, she saved my butt that day.
We had fun.
Didn't we?
Yeah, we had fun.
And that's when you suggest. Oh, look at, there's Kiki bringing all sorts of snacks.
Kiki's
bringing
the food.
Oh, when we take a break, we'll have to have a little sampling of that. I can smell it from here. Yeah, so we lost a bunch of guests because they were like, I have like 800 people deep. I'm not going to be able to come on. And I saw you in the center court, and I'm like, hey, Rick, and you're just drinking. I'm like, hey, will you come and be on my show in 30 minutes?
Yeah, and I said, yeah, sure, because we ran out of food an hour ago, so why not?
Yeah, and that's when he mentioned Jennifer.
Yeah.
Jennifer Caraway of Joy Bus Diner, who's going to join us later today. And then we were talking about doing the show with you here. I'm like, hey, dude, let's do one at your place. And he was, well, I got this really hilarious guy I know. His name's Jason Horton. And I'm like, oh, cool, bring him.
Jason Horton, yeah.
So anyway, I need to talk. Hi, Jason. Are you on? You are.
I'm on.
You are on. So it's spring break.
Okay.
I didn't get spring break when I was going to school.
And why was that?
Well, because everybody was poor.
Okay.
And it just wasn't something you did just outside of Spokane, Washington.
Did you get like a week off, though?
Oh, yeah, we had a week off for spring break, but it wasn't ever anything where your parents sent you to Fort Lauderdale or Mexico or anything like that.
Right, okay.
Yeah, we just didn't get to do it. But I actually looked up the history of spring break, and it goes back to, like, the 1920s.
Wow.
And in 1938, I do believe, you can blame all this debauchery on the hedonistic ancient Greeks and Romans because the arrival of spring is a season of fertility and awakening. You can think Easter and bunnies and lots of procreation. But in 1936, there was swimming, professional swimming, competitive swimming at the university level was just starting to come around. Apparently, Miami was hit by this huge hurricane. And so they built the first public Olympic-sized swimming pool. And so the coach from Colgate University took his swim team down there. And from there, it's history. And so now, but then again, I think it was in the 70s. You guys can let me know. In the 70s or 80s, Fort Lauderdale just said, yeah, no.
That's where the debauchery started.
It really did. People don't remember their trips. So they started descending on, like, Mexico and the Caribbean and other cities in the southern U.S. And I don't know if Scottsdale's a big spring break destination. Do you guys? I mean, it's kind of spendy.
Yeah.
Scottsdale's like spring break every day of the year.
That's actually pretty funny because I was what is that?
That was the last time Jason Horton and I did radio was to promote the Arizona Taco Festival. And we both got dressed up and we went down to whatever radio station that was. We're radio pals, Jason
well, that's
and I.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you guys are seasoned, so I'm not going to have to worry about any of this?
We fall right into it quickly.
Okay.
It'll be great.
Okay.
Yeah. But you didn't dress up this time.
You didn't dress up like a taco this time.
No.
No?
No, we're not really promoting. Well, he's promoting. Well, I'm just here. Feeding.
You're just here?
I'm just here promoting everyone else.
It's geez, we're going to just like cancel each other out. So I'll promote you if you promote me.
I love it.
Okay. Work for me. So I have to share this because like I was saying, at my university, well, one, because I went to two, was, like I said, we didn't have the spring break thing. But what we did have, and we had no Greek system, and I'm not kidding you when I say this, we had outdoor intercourse day.
What? Come again.
I think
not
that we need,
kidding.
We're going to need some details, some illumination.
So it wasn't necessarily the spring around Easter and that kind of thing. It was it was May 1st. So,
for all of your voyeuristic
needs. Yay, the month of May.
What are you doing later this afternoon?
Going to a park that's got a lot of shrubs. They actually printed flyers that had a shrub and a guy's head and girl's legs sticking up. And they let them distribute them on campus.
That's fun. It's not a bad idea.
Insane. They had bands. They had vendors. It was crazy.
So I'd say that, like, really, you guys just cut to the chase.
Why buy the damn ticket?
Right. Like
right
what,
here.
Because that's not what it is today at all.
No.
No, they're trying to capture you every step of the way to there. So.
Oh, so you just spend more and more money.
More and more.
You know,
that is a
good
idea for a festival, though.
Yeah, Outdoor Intercourse Day.
Okay.
Would we go to like Brazil?
I thought
or
for sure.
Or going maybe
with
my
the
old
F
school
festival.
Still has it.
Tie it in with the sausage festival that we're talking about.
Right.
I love it. Yeah, that was pretty interesting. But I actually changed schools, and they didn't have an Outdoor Intercourse Day. However, when I was going to Washington State University, where I graduated from, and yes, I'm a cougar, my daughter told me today, she goes, Mom, you can't be over 50 and be a cougar. I'm like, what? What?
When
who says?
So what's after cougar?
I don't
jaguar. You become a jaguar.
Oh, of course. Jason. Right. Got it.
The spotted
more
kind or the black?
More expensive, faster.
More expensive.
No comment.
I kind of like these guys. This is going to be fun. You're going to have to start piping up over there, Jennifer. But we were ranked number 3 on Playboy's list of party schools.
That's pretty
whilst
cool.
Whilst I attended WSU.
Yeah.
Yeah. So happy spring break, everybody. Wear a condom. Be careful. And this is Heidi Lee. We're into the soup. We'll be right back.
Attack. I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Hey there, boys and girls. This is Emily, and I thought I would take a second to chime in here because we completely failed to introduce the fabulous Jennifer Caraway of Joy Bus due to a pretty gnarly coughing fit Rick started having as I hit the record button. It seems that his delicious-looking kale salad that we were all drooling over ended up betraying him. Stay tuned.
It's all that roughage you're eating.
That and the corn nut that's lodged in my throat.
And so you actually have the Joy Bus, and you tell people what you do.
What we do is we have a nonprofit called the Joy Bus.
Okay.
And what we do is we prepare and deliver fresh meals to homebound cancer patients for free. And we were trying to think of a way that we could become self-sustainable, so we decided to...
So you didn't have to go with your hand out everywhere all the time,
oh my gosh.
Which is so hard.
It's so hard.
It's a job in and of itself.
It really is, and there's not time to focus on our mission when you're constantly just begging.
Yeah.
You know?
I know the feeling.
Exactly.
Sounds like spring break.
No, growing up in the valley here, our spring breaks were getting in the bus and driving to Mexico, and none of those ended well.
Right.
There's okay. nothing good coming from that. So anyway, back to the joy
Maybe
bus.
A kid or two.
We're done.
Okay. Go back.
Clearly, you've never been on Heidi's show.
And so your new venture now is you got a brick and mortar.
We do. And so we're starting the Joy Bus Diner. And this way we have a kitchen to prepare our meals for our patients. And then we can also open it up in the evening. We will provide free cooking classes for our patients as well to teach them healthy cooking techniques.
Okay.
And then we'll be open to the public for breakfast and lunch. And then 100% of those proceeds will go to fund our free programs.
That's fantastic.
It will be if we can open the doors.
I know. Well, you're a lot way there because I just popped in and it's under construction and you've got your hood.
Thank God for Fox.
I know. So they actually, if you want to tip your hat to them, you're very welcome to because you got a lot of generous donations and that's killer.
Oh, they've been so rad. They've just gone above and beyond to help us. You know, everyone. I mean, I have a rad neighbor. There's just been people from all over this community especially that have stepped up and have done whatever they can to try to help our doors open.
Yeah. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Which is why slip over to here in the afternoon.
I know. Slip on over to the bootleggers.
Slip into a Bloody Mary.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm like, I'm digging this.
You're drinking the flapper right now.
Well, of course it's called the flapper.
Of course it's called the flapper. That's our strawberry.
I'm sharing it with Jennifer, too. That's so good.
It's really good. It's a house-infused strawberry moonshine.
How do you make that, Rick?
Can't tell you.
Oh,
or else I'll be arrested.
Okay. Trade secret.
Don't want Craig Miller visiting me, except to get a Coors Banquet.
We
don't actually distill
right.
the moonshine. I think we covered this before.
Yeah, we did,
Devoured.
Actually.
Yeah. We were raided.
We're since then.
Where everybody was looking for our still.
Right.
And
I think
like
that's
laughing.
Hysterical,
like, we don't have
actually.
A still, but wow. we love the reputation of having one.
Isn't that great?
No way.
Yeah.
That's
they were
fantastic.
Like, we hear you got moonshine. And we're like, yeah, we buy it from the distributor like everybody else.
Did they talk like 1920s police?
Total gangsters. And they were wearing suits and fedoras. It was really strange. Like
with a cigar hanging out.
Yeah, what are you trying to do?
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, yeah, where's the still? So they came with axes. They were ready to just like start, you know, cracking our barrels open.
In a Ford.
Yeah.
We hear you're running a little operation down
yeah.
here.
Yeah. You're running something. You're
you
running
can
a scam.
See what is my favorite hideout.
Yeah. 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 No, I love it. This is what I love most
but
about my
But that's what
job.
You're drinking. You're drinking house-infused strawberry moonshine.
I didn't mean to imply that my favorite part of my job is drinking.
Yeah.
It's
Why
just,
would it
you
be?
Know, it's a perk.
Why would it be?
Yeah. It's a perk. Yeah. But I was talking to Jennifer. I went down and met her for a minute. And I was like, hey, do you have, like, you know, 5 minutes to, you know, kind of get to know each other, chat, get comfortable? And we realized that we're basically kindred souls. It's like, hey, I've never done this before. There's the cliff. I see it. But I'm going to jump anyway. And then you're in the middle of doing something that was just like, a little lightning strike. And you go, wow, how'd I get here?
Hey, but I think that separates us, you know, from those who want to do. You just got to jump in and do it and then figure right. out how the hell to pull it off once you're in there.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's not, if you spend, you know, there are things where you do actually have to do that. And when you're, you know, coming up with a restaurant concept that isn't what you have, which is very different as opposed to the Rooster, which is yours. I know I planned that on purpose. It's like...
Oh, that was good.
That was
Sorry, perfect. Just got a mouthful of food.
What are you eating?
Well, actually, I made my own taco.
Oh, you did?
Bootleggers fresh roasted pork. Some unbelievably spicy barbecue sauce.
Yes.
And some miscellaneous red tomato pepper slaw that is delicious.
Well,
Rick could tell me better about
it. I have to remember to take a picture of it because before it gets all demolished because it's just like it's like a meat plate.
You're halfway there.
I can live with a meat plate.
It's a barbecue sampler.
So back to Jennifer really quickly. What do you need? What do you need from our community and people and, you know, how can we help, basically?
You know what? Right now we're holding out for a 6-burner 24-inch griddle. So if one of those
okay.
happens to be
Just come
out
across,
and about,
okay.
You can reach me at Jennifer at the Joy Bus. No, but as far as volunteer, I really do need that, though. But as far
okay, yeah,
as
no, I got it down. I'm going to write it down and make sure.
volunteer work. We're going to open up to have volunteers participate in the kitchen with some of the prep work daily. And then we always need volunteers to help deliver the meals. We deliver every Friday at 11 o'clock, and we'll be delivering from the diner. And so our patients receive the meals within an hour of when they're made.
Okay.
With a super awesome volunteer who will sit with them and chat
with
them.
Rad.
It's cool, make fun of me. They are pretty rad.
I love it.
I think it's great.
No, it's really cool because it's sort of organically morphed into this companionship service. It's not
that wasn't your intention.
It was not at all. And it's pretty cool that you notice I said cool. I was going to say rad.
You should
just
say
for
rad.
You.
Because then at the end of the show, I'm going to go through and listen to it and count them all. I'm kidding. Damn it.
No, but we have a lot of really awesome people that make it what it is.
Okay. Well, I think I tip your hat, and you named it after a very good friend of yours who lost her battle with cancer.
Correct. About 4.5 years ago, February. And she was my inspiration. She was a super awesome human, and food was kind of, it's my thing, and it's the only way I know how to make people feel better.
Yeah.
And so it's what I was doing for her, and just thought that I'd just make it big.
I think it's great.
Thanks.
I think it's great. And you've got a lot of credibility out there. I mean, I saw you on HuffPost. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Did you write that one?
Kind of a big deal. I don't know what Rick told you, but...
I will tell you, it was a get. To have her on today was a get. So, you know, just letting you know, Nicole Kidman, Jen Carroll, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Right? Give her a little respect there.
Okay.
You know, she's
Nicole
big time.
Kidman?
I'm just saying, she's big time here.
Should I Google you and Nicole Kidman?
I would rather compare to someone like that than, say, Marlo Thomas, you know?
Marlo?
Well, you know, St. Jude's so charity. Dating. Like, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to paint a picture.
Okay. I'm not really a big deal.
You're not really a big deal? Oh, well, I am.
And if you and Google so Jason you. Horton, I'm not the one that shows up.
Well, it was, I thought, because what Rick said was, I've got this totally hilarious guy. His name's Jason Horton.
I'm pretty rad.
Yeah. There's our theme.
There we go. And the charity woman is flipping us off.
Double bird from the Joy Bus
right.
lady.
There it is. Right. Listen.
Now that and Intercourse Day or whatever it was, this is going
outdoor
great.
Outdoor Intercourse Day.
Outdoor Intercourse Day.
Okay, so let's talk to you a little bit because we haven't. So where do you play and what do you do?
Where do I play?
Where do you play? Yeah, like you own a bar or a restaurant.
What's your story, Horton?
Yeah, what's my story?
Give us the whole story.
Horton. Well, I'll give you the cliff notes very quickly. Moved here in 2000.
From where? Some place on the East Coast?
Middle New Jersey, right there, 40 minutes outside of beautiful Manhattan. Great place to grow up, New Jersey, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Garden State. Ooh.
Garden State, that's right. That's right. Rick's a New Yorker, so he knows.
Uh-huh.
I was the bar manager at T. Cook's for 12 years at the Royal Palms.
Woohoo!
Then I left. I actually was the opening bar manager here at Bootleggers.
Nice.
And then opportunity found my way. I opened Coach's Corner Grill in downtown Phoenix, right next to the ballpark. Great place, great. And I just moved on from there. Everything good. And I will be... soon opening the Rooster Tavern in the Shea Plaza here. Just a fun neighborhood, great tavern that's going to be just cool. Won't have a lot of food, but just a great place to come and hang out.
We won't have a lot of food. Sign me up.
A lot of booze.
Can we bring food from Rick's place or Joy Bus?
They will want to go there and eat. Come to my place, drink over. And then go over there and eat.
Okay.
It'd be awesome.
I think that would be great. You're going to have quite a little pardon. Roundup over here. You got Bootleggers. You got a Rooster. Do it. I don't think we can say that other word because it's the George Carlin list of seven that gets me shut down by...
I don't think that word is on there, by the way.
It's not on there? Oh, okay, well,
I know the seven if you'd like me to read them.
beep, 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 beep.
Oh my God, that one was on there? I didn't know that one was on there.
Backing up.
So when are you going to open up the Rooster?
Probably about, July, just... got a full build-out of construction coming, just getting ready to start that. I know it's the middle of summer when it's slow, but this way you work the kinks out nice and easy.
Yeah.
So, looking for it right around then. Stay tuned.
That's fantastic. So are you a bartender by trade? This is what you always did?
I was, yes. Okay. My whole life, 22 years.
Yeah. Did you ever go on spring break?
I have gone on spring break, yes.
Okay, look, he's like holding.
He was on spring break
words.
A week ago.
I've never been arrested on spring. My life is pretty much a spring break. But no, I haven't been arrested or anything like that.
Okay, because you just didn't get caught.
Correct, yes.
Like, you're good.
I went to Cancun for spring break with Villanova University. Actually, I did not attend Villanova University, but for that week I did. Never actually attended any college whatsoever. But
so you just, tagged along?
Yeah, you know. Opportunity knocks. You got to go with it.
You went to
throw
Cancun.
A Villanova shirt on. Go to Cancun. Okay. It was 1989, I believe. Yep. We went with the whole fraternity. Went down there. It was great. No one died. There's a couple people missing.
Were they missing or did they go missing?
Yeah. I think they went missing. Yes. They've since turned
chin,
up.
Chin. But,
yep.
Cool. We went actually. My ex-husband and I went for our honeymoon 3 years after we were married because we were poor. And we went to Cancun, and it was spring break, and we didn't even really think about it, and it was so raunchy. I'm like, I can't handle this.
They Senior like, Frogs has like 2 feet of wood shavings, and if someone pukes or dies, they just cover them up with that stuff. And right on
pukes
going.
Pukes or dies? Okay. Yeah, the first day when we
That's
were there.
That's what that smell was.
Yikes.
You smelled death.
Down in Cancun. Have you ever been down there?
To Cancun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to remember. No, Acapulco.
Okay, I have not been
And
to
I think
Acapulco.
It might have been a spring break.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to U of A for a couple years.
Oh.
But
you didn't go to school back east?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
No, it was a friend of mine's sister, and don't forget this is 100 years ago, and a friend of mine's sister went to school at U of A, and she was, I think Revenge of the Nerds had just been filmed and come out. And it was the number one, like, party school. And there was nothing there. Think of Tucson 20 years ago.
Oh, ha, ha.
Anyway.
Nice try.
20 and some years ago.
20 and something
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, that was it. And it was, for me, being a New York person, like, what is this? Like, I've just dropped off on the moon. And it's fun. And, you know, I'm used to New York prices. I can have my own apartment with lots of bedrooms because it's only $300 a month. You know, and we had I had so much fun that I had to leave.
Oh yeah, when we
wasn't
checked
healthy
into,
for me.
Checked into our hotel room in Cancun on our honeymoon, there were 5 beds in one big room, and I'm looking at Dave. I'm like, seriously?
my Acapulco God. Spring break was not so. I mean, it was memorable because I got Montezuma's Revenge.
Oh yeah,
like day one. You know,
that's a killer.
Well, I didn't even think about it, but I ate the fruit the kids are selling on the beach, and I didn't think about the water they may have washed the fruit in.
That's right.
That's how they get you.
That's how
that's
it got
how they
me.
Get you.
Oh, it got me.
And then they try to get you back some other way. All right, we need to take a break.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, we'll be right back. This is a lot of fun. Word Bootleggers. I'm Heidi Lee. You are into the soup.
Are you considering attending culinary school? Arizona Culinary Institute is now enrolling for 2016. Conveniently located in Scottsdale, Arizona, ACI is a dynamic, hands-on, fast-paced program that gets you industry-ready in 6 months. It's free to apply. Visit them online at azculinary.edu or 480-603-1066 to schedule a tour. If you've got what it takes, they've got what you need. Arizona Culinary Institute, where passion becomes profession.
Yeah, no, that's why this kitchen needs to happen. Like
yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Well, and it makes sense. I mean, you want to make sure that things are kosher and set up and sanitary because you're treating people that are sick.
Exactly.
You know, and you could certainly do, you know, private things out of your home, but what if you have a cat or a gerbil? You know, you just never know what people are allergic to. You guys can jump in anytime. What do you get off your phone? You're supposed to be paying
attention. Or a German Shepherd in my case.
I'm just Googling gerbil. A lot of good stuff comes up.
I'm sure it does.
Actually, if you Google Armageddon gerbil, it's really funny.
Really?
Do spring break gerbil.
Yeah. No. Armageddon gerbil is this story about, I can't even.
Isn't there a Richard Gere story in a gerbil?
Well, that's what the Armageddon was.
Oh, is that what?
Guy got third-degree burns on his face and a broken nose. You should Google it one time.
Okay, I will, impressive. Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that.
Might want to delete this from
there. Oh, no way. That's the way we roll. So tell us some more about your food that you've got here, because I'm not a big coleslaw fan.
Right.
But I'm loving this.
You know, the coleslaw is funny because when we first opened, obviously we put, and we continue to put so much energy and effort into trying to make really good stuff. And yes. The coleslaw, you never would think would, you know, be this big conversation, right? And so we would, when we opened, we'd go around to the tables and go, how's everything? You know, how's your this, how's your that? And they'd say, yeah, you know, the bar, oh, it's really good, and oh, that's great. But, you know, I have to tell you, the coleslaw is fantastic. And I was almost disappointed. I was like, the what? The coleslaw?
Really?
How about the, you know, the salmon, the brisket, the coleslaw? That's the takeaway? That's what I'm getting here, the coleslaw? Like, I'm just telling you, that is good coleslaw.
Well, I'm enjoying everything else. I mean,
there
pork
it is.
Belly, the ribs.
What's the secret? What's the secret to your coleslaw recipe?
I think sugar. Just lots and lots of sugar.
Okay.
Not vinegar. It's not a vinegar base.
I think it's finding the balance. I mean, you know, because, like, I have friends, and they're like, I will never eat creamy coleslaw. And then their friends that hate, like, vinegar, you know, coleslaw.
I'm
and
on that boat.
Hate, that's an awful strong word.
I'm telling
I hate
you.
All coleslaw except for this one.
Is that right?
Bootlegger's coleslaw is the best. I mean it.
Yeah, this is just,
that's
I don't
so
know.
That's so weird.
This is just a good, you know, good mix. Good middle ground.
I think that's actually pretty funny. So there are actually people like.
There's no secret ingredients. It's not like we're using special cabbage from Crooked Sky Farms or anything. And I still can't, you know, look up Editoire because I don't know how to spell that.
Oh.
But,
Emily, do you know how to spell it? You went to culinary school.
She doesn't.
Editoire.
Crickets.
Cricket, yeah. But, yeah, cabbage.
Cabbage.
Carrots, green onion, you know,
what's
coleslaw.
What's the name of your chef again? Altriste, right?
Altriste.
Fidencio
alla triste.
Fidencio triste.
I would have hired
and
him
he just
based
did
on
a dinner
name.
Last night with Mel Messinas from Talavera up at the Four Seasons.
I
the
saw
two
that
of them
on
collaborated
Facebook.
On one of Mel's mashup dinners, he calls them.
It was
them.
So cool.
It was really cool, and they had a really great menu for it. I had.
And it wasn't actually last night because we're recording on Monday. The show airs Saturday. So
it was on
like
Sunday night.
Last Sunday night.
Yeah, it was last Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the 20th or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they make any rabbit?
No rabbit. They, you know, and I had suggested, you know, to Mel, you should just do a real backyard barbecue kind of thing. Like, have fun with us, because typically there, you know, Mel will do these dinners with, like, Chris Gross and Matt Carter and, you know, the Valley's, like, top, you know, chefs.
Right.
And the food is always, like, very formal, very, you know, and I said, you should have fun with us. Let's just go do a whole hog, you know, and I don't think that went over well. So there was, like, Dr. Pepper, cured pork belly with giant prawns and, you know, the whole usual.
Oh, yeah, and potato chips sticking out of
yeah,
the
glass. They go for height. Like, I think that at Talavera, they have, like, a little, like, limbo pole that, like, if the dish doesn't reach a certain height, it gets rejected. So, or it's like riding the rides at Disney.
You must be this tall to go out the door.
Right, you must be this tall. So, anyway.
He really likes the bridges, too.
Yeah.
I love that.
Bacon bridges.
Yeah. But they it's a no-brainer.
Delicious.
And they both had a great time. And the food was, of course, like really super duper.
Elevated. Super duper.
I was like, bourbon cocktails and barbecue. And they're just like, not. Okay. Whatever.
Season.
Yeah.
Even though Mel's not that kind of a foofy guy.
He comes and eats here all the time.
Does he?
All the time. And that's, I think, kind of was the hook. It's like, why don't we just do this?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And they, of course, elevated all of it.
Yeah,
you know, it was
that's
great.
Very
Wagyu,
cool.
Tenderloin, and, you know,
well, you know,
on
there's
and on.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's
know,
nothing wrong
did,
with it
did,
at all.
Did Fidencio have a good time?
He, of course, thrived in that environment because we, you know, it's like we repress his talents.
So your limbo pole's a little bit lower.
Right. We're like, Fiddy, you know.
Isn't that harder to do,
can
though,
you,
if it's lower?
Here's a YouTube video of Franklin's barbecue in Texas. Here's just me. This is how you cut brisket. You know, Fidencio, I mean, truly, he's an artist, and so for him, it was probably such a natural thing to do and a great opportunity for him.
What'd you say,
Jason?
Call him 50 Cent.
50 Cent?
That's what we call him, 50. Where did he come from? He used to work for Matt Carter. Actually, worked for Chris Gross.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
He originally worked for Chris Gross, and then he went to work for Matt, opened up Mission. Actually worked at Zinc,
his
too.
His touch at Mission, if that was his touch.
Yeah, he worked at Zinc. Well, I wouldn't give him credit for... But he and his brother, George, I will say this, we were talking...
Oh, I thought that was his nickname. So instead of everybody trying to pronounce Fidencio, they just decided to
call him George. No, yeah. That's his little brother. And they both work for us. And they did come up with one recipe over at Mission.
Okay.
For the carne asada, for the steak.
Very nice.
Yeah, because I had to make it for me. And we were trying to make carne asada. And they were like, here's four different types. And I said, that's the best one. They're like, that's the one that is at Mission. I'm like, so what? Let's use it.
Does he have to try out here? Or did you just say, I want you, do you want
he
to
came
come
along,
here?
He came along because when we first opened Bootleggers, we were working with Matt. Matt was going to be our chef.
Oh.
And then his life just got too crazy. And so we hired a sous chef of Matt's, who at the time had opened up Milagro Grill. And that's how Jason and I actually became very good friends, because Jason was also for 5 minutes in Milagro Grill. And it's our buddy James Fox, who just left town and went to work in Santa Monica for Bob Lynn at the Misfit as his executive chef there.
I'd go to Santa Monica.
Yeah, he's out of here, but he just opened Buck and Ryder. But he was
right.
So he was really the opening chef here. Matt was just sort of on the fringes.
Right.
Fidencio and James had a relationship, like they worked together, and so Fidencio came over here with George to work for James when we first opened. And then
how long have you been here?
Three years in May.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so, yeah, we've had a good time. And, you know, when we first opened, it was Jason, it was me, it was my partner Kevin, it was
fun.
It was James,
really,
and we were just doing it all ourselves.
Okay.
Like everybody, all hands on deck. And we had a lot of fun, you know. And then...
This was my office, actually.
Yeah.
This room?
Literally.
This room was my office.
It's got a lot of couches in it.
Well, it didn't.
There wasn't at that time.
I will show you pictures. It didn't at that time. He might have actually stayed with us if this looked like this back then.
If I didn't go and open Coach's Corner or, you know, want to be my own entrepreneur, I probably would have would still be here. It's such a great environment.
But he's such a good guy that we had to throw him out.
Okay.
Like,
and
literally.
Say, go do your own thing.
Correct. Like, he was, like, starting to get stressed, and he's like... You know, because I have this deal downtown, you know, and I said, well, you're in it. He's like, no, I own it. And I go, well, I don't understand that. What are you doing here still? And he's like, you know, you're my friend. I don't want to just leave like that. I'm like, you have to go. You own a restaurant. Like, you can't stay here.
Dude.
Running
the. Because you were just being
he's
just
such a good guy.
It, you know,
he's just
you,
such
you
a good
know,
guy.
And plus, when you fall into the business the way that we do, you're obligated. You know, you think about it night and day. You don't want to just leave. It's like breaking up with a great chick, you know?
Yeah.
Who can cook and is smart and is a freaking bed.
I was just going to say.
Yeah. And knows the
you
seven
can teach
words.
Anybody to cook.
Right.
And, I beg to differ.
Yeah.
People that just can't still. But you know what? I'm sitting here. I'm looking at you and I'm going, you remind me of somebody famous. And I finally figured it out.
Oh, I can't.
You ready?
Wait. I can't.
Should we take a break and come back and say it, or do we need to?
It's a cliffhanger, it? Emily.
Yeah.
Dig a good cliffhanger.
Wow, a cliffhanger. Okay.
Wonderful.
Oh, it's gonna be fun. This is Heidi Lee. You're Into the Soup. We'll be right back. Don't touch that.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
That could be outdoor intercourse.
You said, who else did you say on break that you were, you thought?
The lead singer of Rascal Flatts. I don't like that. And I get Dennis Leary's voice sometimes.
Okay.
I can see that.
I still didn't get... Okay, are you ready? This is who I thought.
Okay.
When I was looking at you trying to figure it out, James Caan.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Isn't
That's a good one.
That's
a great one.
You still...
That is outstanding.
That was so supportive, Rick.
Oh, that is just the best. Not the little short kid, the father, right?
Yeah.
No, good.
Yeah. Well, he was great. And, like, what was that show he did
with Godfather?
Yeah. that was a good one. I was thinking about the football player that had cancer. Okay, wait. I can't segue to you. I'm so sorry. That is just
oh, my God. That is terrible. She's cut off. No more flappers.
Oh, the weekly Wet Your Whistle.
The flapper.
It's brought to you today by...
The flapper.
Bootlegger.
Oh.
Modern American...
flapper.
Modern American smokehouse.
Flappers is like Western. Well, I guess they could have been.
Flappers?
Yeah.
20s? Dancers?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, but yeah, but this bootleggers is more like the Wild Wild West.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't... You're a damn restaurant.
I couldn't tell you. I think it's, yeah, it's a little Western-y. It's a little Prohibition-y. It's a little just rustic. Yeah.
As long as it's modern-y.
It's comfy.
I love it.
It's comfy.
It's the flapper, and it's house-infused strawberry moonshine. We like moonshine. What is orgeat syrup? Does anyone, you know? Orgeat syrup?
Come on, Mr. Bartender. Don't make us Google.
It's just a simple syrup. That's all it is, I believe.
Okay, great. Everybody Google that along with oregano. What was it? Armageddon gerbil.
Armageddon gerbil.
Mint, lemon, and a little bit of bubbly to top it off. So that's our weekly wet. Oh, and you're going to remember this. Okay, so you ready? So all the recipes for our Etoile potato soup and the weekly Wet Your Whistle can be found on IntoTheSoup.com.
Oh,
I can't believe you forgot. So you have to sing it, guys, the .com part. Ready?
IntoTheSoup.
.com.
Oh, that was powerful.
That was sweet. Wow, we should get a band together or something. Okay, so let's go to Jennifer. Grab that mic, girl. Jennifer Caraway, who is, you've done some really crazy stuff in your life. Because you and I met for 5 minutes, and I'm like, wow, seriously, I could do a whole show with you. You, like, lived in Spain. You lived in Tijuana. Ran a big, huge corporation there. You've been in the restaurant industry. Started washing dishes at 14.
What kind of corporation out of Tijuana?
I know. Check it out.
She's making it sound way cooler than it was. I basically worked for a maquiladora there in Tijuana, and that is, in English, like layman's terms, like a machine shop.
Basically manufacturing.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Big CRS. American companies will come over and repair things. The one I worked for was Pratt & Whitney, and we did overhaul and repair on thrust reversers.
Don't you love it? I know, right?
Everybody needs a good thrust reverser.
Right. So that was one of my years, 9 months out of the restaurant industry, and I was pretty rad. I mean, I lived like a king being
in Tijuana.
On a senior management team around these very educated people where I had no place to be sitting at a table with these people. But
oh, I wouldn't say that. And check this out. She opened up a restaurant, her first restaurant at the age of 26 in Portland, Oregon with a newborn.
Wow.
Now that one was props. Awesome.
Talk about into the soup.
It was a Mexican restaurant. I know, right?
Right.
A Mexican restaurant in Portland 19 years ago.
Yep. And that was before there was Mexican up there. So, I mean, I got the place for pennies. It was a Korean restaurant. I literally just went in there every single day. And I'm like, you ready to sell? You ready to sell? She's like, do you want a salad? I'm like, I don't want
salad.
Do you want a salad?
Do
you want a salad?
Sell to me this place. And so I just basically stalked her for about 6 months. And finally, I mean, she had like two people there every day. She needed to give it
let
to
go.
Me.
It's time to just let it go.
To move on.
Let it go, yeah.
And so,
so you paid her dirt.
Barely nothing. And then turned it into a very successful restaurant and sold it and then took off to Puerto Vallarta where I opened another one out there.
That one didn't do quite as well.
Well,
it kind of, you said it was pretty tough.
It's hard. Only like 5 months. Seasons there are really, really hard. So if you're very smart and can manage your money for 5 months, for 12,
right.
Then you're golden.
Right. Well, we were talking about the fact that neither one of us are really planners.
That was a really hard situation.
I actually had a student say to me a while back, I was telling them kind of my life story because I'm a narcissist. No, I'm kidding. And she looks at me and she says, you didn't put a lot of planning into your life, did you? And I'm like, no! And I wouldn't have it any other way. I used to. And then I think actually, dude, so and Jason will get this too. When you live, and Emily as well, when you live in the land of food, you start not planning. I really believe that. I think it just has this creative flow, and you're just like, I'm going to go with it. Whatever happens, whatever comes along, because I love it.
Well, every day is so different in this industry that if you don't have that mentality, you're just going to set yourself up for failure.
Yeah. And I mean, drinking. It's constantly...
Or drinking.
Or drinking. Or
both.
Right.
I'm a failed alcoholic restaurateur. How many of those are in the room?
Never hear that.
Yeah, it's totally true. And plus, there's, I mean, it's, like you say, it changes, right? It changes every day. And change, you know, disruption causes change. Change creates opportunities, and opportunities create more opportunity. And if you don't grab it by the neck when you can, then it's just going to pass you by. You're looking at
this
me
is
so
true.
Intently. So you're getting ready to make that another jump. Why did you leave Coach's Corner when you had that down there? It's successful. It's doing what it's doing. And you're like, eh.
Well, I, you know, I have partners and stuff, and I really just always wanted my own place, and I kind of, you know, every crazy thing I've ever had in my head, I've kind of been writing it down on paper for the last couple of years, and now I'm going to put it
in a book.
And no.
Later.
This one's coming to the earth.
Okay. And so you're, when are you slated, do you think you might open up here in Shea Plaza?
Yeah, hopefully about July, I'm thinking.
Okay.
You know?
Keep us posted so we can come out and do a party with you.
Yeah, I'm having a motorcycle built right now. It's going to go up behind the bar. Rick's idea.
Okay. What kind of motorcycle?
Kind of like. It's going to be like an old school chopper, kind of. Just very different. Just a display piece.
All right.
I'm going to do some really neat stuff. I just came back from Vegas. I just came back from San Diego. I'm going to Dallas next week, just doing some research, taking pictures, going over
everything.
Very cool.
It's going
to be a lot of barn wood, a lot of rustic metal, you know, just very cool. It's going to have a vestibule when you walk in, so you won't be able to open the door and look inside and see. And
oh, so it's a tease?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Kind of like almost that speakeasy type of stuff.
It's a bar tease, yeah.
Classic rock and roll, just fun and great.
You can have some pool tables and darts and that kind of stuff, too.
Pool tables, you know, people hit each other with the sticks and all that.
Yeah, right? And they take up a lot of room.
Yeah. Shuffleboard, though, definitely shuffleboard.
Oh, well, of course.
Definitely maybe some skee ball.
Okay.
You know.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Cool.
How many square feet do you have?
2498, to be exact.
Not bad.
Yep.
Not
perfect size. Not too big, not too small.
Okay.
Small, light food kitchen.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
Salads, maybe, and some appetizers, you know.
Salads. With a big bar, biker thing. Everybody's in a tat. Do you want a salad? No, I want you to
calm somebody down. Wait a minute. It's not going to be a biker bar. Not a biker bar. This is not the, you know, the double deuce from Roadhouse.
Okay.
But we will have just some light fare cuisine, you know, and you want to eat good, a big meal, you come to Bootleggers.
Right.
That's, you know, the whole.
Right.
It's kind of the old thing. You build a bar out in the middle of the desert, no one goes. You build four of them, and everybody goes. It becomes a destination.
Okay.
That's kind of, you know, I've discussed it with Rick and Kevin Slade as well. That's our theory on the whole thing. That's just going to blow up.
Awesome. I'm excited for you. It's
Thank
so
you.
Exciting. It's like, you know, it's like giving birth.
Graphic comparison. She looks at all the women at the table like, you know what I mean.
More like making a baby.
Something like that. But it's creation and it's fun. And I'm happy for you and I hope things go really well. It was fun to meet you, too. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, pleasure. Thank Thanks for coming down
Rick
to this side of town.
This
is going to be a hopping little center soon.
I know. I love the fact that all there's everything is starting to hop. The east side, Arcadia here. Like, yay, can we bring some
and
of this action over the west side, please?
And I think it's all complimentary. You know, I mean, everybody that's here in this room right now, really everybody's rolling up their sleeves and excited for everybody else's business.
Yeah.
You know, which I think sends out a great energy to the public, and that's what we're excited about. So thanks for coming.
Oh, God, it's my pleasure. And thanks for all the food and the drink and introducing me to these wonderful people, which is my favorite part of my job.
Yeah. Good times.
It really is. And learning, you know, and it's like, it's just like that change thing. You know, if you're not learning, you're dying, and here you have to keep learning. And you've got a big learning curve, lady. So best of luck. I mean,
wow, thanks.
And you're
no
rad.
No pressure, Jen.
You're rad. Yeah, but you didn't, but that's the whole point. You knew that.
Oh, totally. No,
you know?
I'm so grateful to be where I am, and I'm really stoked to be a part of this neighborhood.
Yeah, and you've got, you know, like you said, some really great neighbors. And, I mean, we're such a small community, as far as I want to actually touch on that a little bit with you really quickly. We're such a small community, and everybody cares for each other. It's not like you have this huge competitive thing out there. I mean, look at Mel's mashups, you know, bringing these people in and elevating, which is awesome. And I remember when I first met you, like, 4, 5, 6 years ago, you said Phoenix is an overgrown resort town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you still think it is, or do you think it's starting to define itself a little bit more?
Wow, putting me on the spot.
It's because you're brilliant, and I knew you could answer the question. You can say yes and leave it at that, but I don't usually do well with monosyllabic answers.
You know me. you know, I don't know. I still think it's a resort town.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know, by the way that the city operates and what they would like to see happen here and the way that they develop, And I know what my friends, they still want to come here. They don't want to go to a cool little bar or club. They want to go to a pool.
Yeah.
So, and you know, you can't blame them.
Nope, not if you're coming from
but certainly if you live here, which we all do, it's great that there's all these cool new things happening. And mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if they're, you know, great compared to this place or that place. It's just the fact they're happening is really good.
Oh, and your food festivals, too. What's your next one coming up?
We're still focused on tacos. You know, David and I have the Arizona Taco Festival coming up October 15th and 16th.
Okay.
And we are right now trying to make them happen across the country. So there might be one sooner. It just won't be here, but it might be one as early as July.
Yeah.
Just somewhere else. Yeah. Fantastic. Thanks for breaking brisket here.
Yeah, baby, my pleasure. It's great. This is, you know, a little bit of a boondoggle. So we'll go around one more time. Jennifer Carraway from Joy Bus Diner, and you are helping people with cancer with fresh prepared meals that you take to their homes.
Yes, every week, every Friday, and we're looking to have the diner open mid-April, fingers crossed.
All right, well, whatever we can do to help, we'll be happy to.
Thank you.
Okay,
really
and where? What's your website?
It is thejoybus.org.
Thejoybus.org. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Thanks for being on the show. So glad I got to meet you.
No, I'm so stoked to be here.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
That was great. Okay.
Yes.
James Caan. Oh, wait, no, Brad Pitt. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Brad, for stopping by. How's Angelina? Don't say it.
Don't get to see her. Too many kids.
So you're going to be at the Rooster.
Yep, the Rooster
Tavern. Right here, Shea Plaza, 33rd Street and Shea.
Correct.
And you're looking to open in July?
In July, yep.
Okay.
Well, fingers crossed as well.
Okay, and you're probably busting your butt doing that?
Yeah, a lot of, you know, legalities at this point, a lot of paperwork, a lot of, you know, negotiations, but everything's pretty much right on par. You can like us on Facebook at the Rooster Tavern.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't want to go to the website yet, so.
We won't.
Yeah,
okay. Well, if you need any menu help, just reach out to Jennifer. Because
thank you.
If you want a salad.
Yeah, yeah. All right, scratch the salad. We will have meatballs that are made with chicken.
Oh, okay. And maybe some corn nuts.
Yeah, no, they'll be cock balls, rooster balls. And they're delicious. I know that might not sound right, but they are fact.
A number of dipping sauces. Just buy them. You warned him about me? Oh, my God. Okay, hand it over to Rick. We're going to check out here pretty cool. We're going to check out here pretty cool. Only had to have a drink.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe.
Love it.
That was awesome.
Thank you again.
We really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Our PDR is your PDR.
I love my job.
Yeah.
We're into the soup, supporting the culinary arts so dining doesn't go the way of Walmart. And our other slogan, which we really like, is into the soup, the most fun you'll have in your kitchen with your clothes on. Yes. Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome.
I have no idea who's going to be on next week. I actually really don't. So we're going to have to scramble a little bit, but we'll come up with something fun for you.
Hey, we'll just pull somebody out of a food festival.
We'll just pull somebody out of a food festival.
It'll be great.
Oh, so anyway, everybody, happy spring break. And if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow's Easter.
Wrap it up.
And I'm wrapping it up. Here comes the Oscars music. Take care of each other. Take care of yourself. This is Heidi Lee. Peace out.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Technology, another-
Are you considering attending culinary school? Arizona Culinary Institute is now enrolling for 2016. Conveniently located in Scottsdale, Arizona, ACI is a dynamic, hands-on, fast-paced program that gets you industry-ready in 6 months. It's free to apply. Visit them online at azculinary.edu or 480-603-1066 to schedule a tour. If you've got what it takes, they've got what you need. Arizona Culinary Institute, where passion becomes profession.